Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The late Yip Harburg wrote the words to more than 600 songs in his life, but the one he's probably known for more than all the rest is the one we're hearing now, the iconic Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, for which he won an Academy Award.
Harburg wrote the lyrics to all the songs from that movie, but his work extends far beyond Oz. He was the lyricist for shows like Finian's Rainbow and authored the Great Depression anthem, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
His music is also the theme, metaphorically, for the United Performing Arts Fund annual campaign, which is seeking to raise more than $12 million for arts organizations in Milwaukee.
Lake Effect's Joy Powers spoke with Yip Harburg's great-grandson, Aaron Harburg, along with film critic Ryan Jay. The two were featured at UPAF's campaign launch this week, and they offered more details about this year's campaign.
Well, the United Performing Arts Fund this year is trying to raise, their goal is $12,260,000, which would be, you know, their highest ever. And each year consecutively for the last 4 years, they've topped their previous goals. And Milwaukee has a brilliant performing arts community that is as diverse as the city itself in terms of, you know, all ages participating and different types of performing arts, from the symphony to the ballet to straight plays and musicals, and it's the opera, you know, so there's something for everyone. And locally, the kind of entertainment that the city provides is just outstanding and really couldn't happen if it weren't for the support of the United Performing Arts Fund. So they've launched this great campaign this year, and we're just thrilled to be here in support of it.
So what companies are involved with UPAF?
Well, there's about 15 that are supported by UPAF, including the Milwaukee Rep and the Skylight Music Theater, Milwaukee Ballet, Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, the Florentine Opera, and many others.
So, Aaron, how did you get involved with the organization?
Well, this year's campaign for UPAF is focused on my great-grandfather and the legacy that he has, specifically Over the Rainbow and Making Dreams Come True. So they contacted our foundation, and then they referred. I basically became the face of the Yip Harburg Foundation. So they brought me in so that I could speak about Yip and the various contributions that he's had to arts that no doubt have been performed in Milwaukee countless times, because Yip was quite prolific. He wrote, I think, about 600 songs, lyrics to about 600 songs, I think.
And huge songs.
Yeah. So obviously Over the Rainbow, everyone knows that. But very few people know his name or Harold Arlen's name. Which is part of the reason that I've started working on a documentary, which Ryan and I are working on, called The Sound of Oz, which focuses on getting their names out there, because everyone knows Over the Rainbow and may have a very personal connection to it, but don't know the people who wrote it. So I'm very happy that UPAF is focusing on my great-grandfather, because that gives him some more visibility that I think is very much deserved and needed.
Probably his most well-known song is Over the Rainbow, for which he earned an Academy Award. The song really has taken on this sort of life of its own. Do you think Yip Harburg at the time realized sort of what this song would become?
No, I mean, they knew it was going to be a hit, because at that time they were part of a giant Hollywood machine. They were putting a ton of money behind Judy Garland, and they knew that this song was going to be very popular. But there's a difference between being popular and iconic. So it took on a life of its own, not only for Judy Garland, but also for my great-grandfather, because it became in many ways an anthem for Americans. At that time, it was before World War II really started. They started singing that overseas. And then because of the repeated playing of The Wizard of Oz every year on television, it sort of took on another life. And then countless other artists have basically done their own interpretation of it. And it's come to mean so much to so many different people.
His show Finian's Rainbow, which at the time was incredibly socially provocative. It featured an integrated ensemble,
yes,
which I don't believe had been seen
in
Broadway before. I mean, why was that play important for your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather was appalled by racism. Now, he being Jewish experienced quite a bit of prejudice. There was a fair amount of anti-Semitism back then. And so he witnessed firsthand how evil basically racism or discrimination is, period. So Finian's Rainbow debuted in 1947. So this was even before the civil rights movement really, you know, took off. And he focused directly on the issue. As part of Finian's Rainbow, there's a racist senator who gets turned black magically and has to deal with the kind of prejudices that he doled out. So this was really groundbreaking. I mean, people were shocked and horrified by the show because it just, it attacked a lot of the things that was going on socially at that time.
Since then, some people have accused Finian's Rainbow of being racially insensitive. That's a criticism that it gets a lot, especially when people are thinking about remounting a production. What do you think of that criticism?
I think it's short-sighted. Yip was very close to a number of African-American performers, and, you know, the black community had embraced him very much because he was one of the few voices on Broadway advocating for them. So people might see some of the more, see the cultural aspects of African-American culture now as being somewhat condescending or discriminatory, but in reality, it was just a reflection of what was going on at that time. And in a way, he was elevating it. He was bringing it to Broadway, which at that point was very exclusive to white upper middle class.
How do you think he expanded the social conversation on Broadway?
Well, he definitely attacked a lot more than racism. He was focused also on social justice, and income inequality was something he was very concerned about. He himself was from a very poor community. So he, through songs like When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich, looked directly at how, you know, equality extends beyond just how much money you happen to make. And in many ways, that's part of the reason I think UPAF, you know, is taking Yip as a theme, because UPAF also provides a lot of opportunities for low-income children who may not otherwise receive those kind of opportunities. And the arts is so important, especially for young people, as it's getting cut more and more, that it really can change people's lives. Like my great-grandfather, his whole life was transformed by the arts.
When the idle poor become the idle rich, you'll never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a Rockefeller-tive and palms no longer itch?
He had some of the more defining music of the early 20th century
Yes.
on Broadway. What do you think his legacy is in the theater scene?
Well, he was considered the social conscience of Broadway, but his influence expanded even beyond Broadway. But, you know, there are some jazz standards like Old Devil Moon, which is part of Finian's Rainbow, but he also wrote Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?, April in Paris, It's Only a Paper Moon, Down with Love. I mean, there's several more like that that major performers, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, others like that have, you know, performed countless times. So his legacy definitely extends not just within Broadway, which was significant to say the least, but also beyond throughout pop culture for his very long-lasting career.
And we're finding in interviews that we're doing for our film, The Sound of Oz, that as we talk to other popular lyricists and composers in today's Broadway scene, like Stephen Schwartz, who of course did Wicked, that they are directly influenced by Yip Harburg and his wordplay.
They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line? Just waiting for bread. Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower.
Brother, Can You Spare a Dime is one of the songs you mentioned, of course, but it was considered by some sort of the anthem for the Great Depression.
Yes.
Which I know caused your great-grandfather a lot of hardship and a lot of people all around the U.S. He lived through and was writing and working through a lot of really pivotal moments in American history. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's represented in his body of work?
Well, you can definitely see it just in Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? It's funny because I'm reminded of an anecdote. If it wasn't for the Great Depression, he wouldn't have been a lyricist because he had a business that went bankrupt. And so he said, I left the dream of business for the business of dreams. And at the encouragement of the Gershwins, he really started focusing on poetry and lyrics and all that sort of thing. So his impact economically was definitely seen in something like Finian's Rainbow, where he had songs specifically critiquing unfettered capitalism. When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich, for example. There was also, I think, the Equal Blues or something like that, and the name escapes me right now, but Free and Equal Blues, that's what it is, which addresses basically the fact that we're all created equal, that sort of thing. So he was very socially conscious throughout his career and many of his lyrics well beyond just Finian's Rainbow.
What is Yip Harburg's connection with Wisconsin?
We believe that he attended a university here. I know his son, Ernie, for sure went to Madison and got his graduate degree here.
And as I understand, The Wizard of Oz also actually premiered in Oconomowoc. Is that correct?
Yeah. So there was a number of pre-screenings before the official premiere in Los Angeles, and Oconomowoc was one of those places. In fact, I believe there's a plaque there.
Right. They have this stone dedication on the street, main street of Oconomowoc that recognizes that.
So if people go to the UPAF campaign launch, what can they expect to see?
Well, at upaf.org is the place where you can begin and, you know, you can make a donation. And I just had the thought that, you know, if 12 people went and each donated $1 million, we'd be very close to our goal even today.
That's true. Are you expecting that to happen?
No. No, we basically, you know, any amount is appreciated. Nothing is too small. And you can donate on the website. But the website is a fantastic resource for learning more about the arts in the Milwaukee community and surrounding areas. And, you know, whether it's something like dance or the spoken word or, you know, original local artists who are putting on plays here at some of the theaters in town or licensing great, you know, respected shows at the Skylight. And, you know, there's art forms, performing art forms that will speak to all audiences. And at upaf.org, not only can you learn about what Milwaukee has to offer in terms of performing arts, but it is a great place to, you know, donate and help support.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me here in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron Harburg is a great-grandson of lyricist Yip Harburg and the family's historian. He's collaborating with film critic Ryan Jay on a documentary about Yip Harburg's music. The two also worked together on the launch of the annual campaign for the United Performing Arts Fund this week.
Hanging over a muslin tree, but it would